Today, I will be talking about staying connected to the vine. Staying connected to the vine. And if you want to turn to it, my scripture of reference can be found in John chapter 15. The verses will be 1 through 6. That is John chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. And tonight, I will only have 4 points, and they go as such. First, we will be talking about who is the vine. Second, how do we get connected to the vine? Third, what happens if we disconnect from the vine? And finally, how does one stay connected to the vine? All right, please turn with me to John chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. And it reads, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit shall be taken away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit for itself, except it abide in the vine, so no more can ye abide, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. For if a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. So as we see in verses 1 and 2, the vine is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is the true vine. And so now, how do we get connected to Jesus Christ or the vine? Getting connected to Christ is very simple, and it requires 5 steps. The first one is to believe. Believe the gospel which is the message that Jesus died, was buried, and then he rose again on the third day for the remission of our sins. And if you would turn to me in John chapter 8, verse 24, we see that it reads, Jesus said, I say therefore unto ye, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. So if we never believe on Christ, if we never believe that he was sent to save us, we will not be connected to the vine. Next, we must repent, as found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10. We must repent of all sins. We must turn away from our sinful life and start doing what is right. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to the sorrow of the world, which worketh death. So we see that there are 2 different types of sorrows. There's godly sorrow that causes you to repent, and there's the sorrow of the world, which may cause you to feel bad for a while, but then you just shrug it off and continue living and doing what you were doing. That is not the type of repentance that God requires. He requires the type of repentance that causes us to change what we're doing, acknowledge our wrong, and start walking down the path that is right. And then we must confess, as found in Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he did come to save us. And it reads, For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made until salvation. Now that we've believed, repent, confessed, it is time for us to be baptized in water for the remission of our sins, as found in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16. Once again, that is Acts 22 and verse 16, which reads, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. This is Ananias talking to who was then Saul, now becoming Paul, telling him that you have to be baptized in water for the remission of your sins. But there's one more thing we must do, and that is remain faithful unto death. And if we do remain faithful and stay connected to the vine, which is Jesus Christ, Revelation 22, verse 10 tells us that in heaven waits for us a crown of life, a crown that fadeth not away. And now that we know what it takes to get connected to the vine, let's go back to John chapter 15, verses 5 and 6, and this tells us what happens if we disconnect from the vine. And it reads, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. Those are those that stay connected and stay faithful to Jesus. But if a man abides not in me, those who disconnect, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. So those that were once connected and now are disconnected from Jesus, or those that were never connected at all, hell awaits them. Fire, eternal fire awaits them. But how can we stay connected to the vine? It's simple. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, it tells us that if we want to stay connected, we must study the word to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Because why else would we disconnect from the vine? The only reason would be is because we are ashamed and we are unsure of the truth of God's word. So we must study and surround ourselves with good Christians so that they may build us up when we get weak. But it all comes back to us studying to show ourselves approved unto God, not to man, not to the person sitting next to you, but to God, as a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you.